WCHL's Blake Hodge, our news director, has been following this throughout the day, spoke with Damon Siles of the Metropolitan Planning Organization locally earlier today as well. Joins us here now in the studio. And Blake, when the budget first got released and this provision was in it, it's a lot of talk locally about, well, this is either a mistake, this is either a bug or a feature, right? That Republicans had put this in the provision in the budget, and there was talk that this was intentional in order to kill the light rail project. Now today, either one of two things is the case. Either it was never intentional, that was a mistake, or it was intentional and a lot of behind the scenes lobbying got people to change their minds.
And there's evidence that it could have been either way.
Either way, right?
Because
yeah.
They also didn't fund the suicide hotline.
No, I'm saying, in the original. I was going to say,
so,
yeah.
So there were clear oversights.
Mistakes.
Yeah. That happened in the original budget, which a lot of people would point to the procedure that was used and writing it and then unveiling it as a conference report. So it was a yes or no vote with no amendments and no committee reports and everything.
Which on the one hand, yes. On the other hand, isn't this the amendment process now, technically?
Now it is, kind of, sort of. So there is some evidence that there were just oversights and mistakes. There's also evidence from the past 3 years where there have also been the original language targeting the light rail,
right.
Ultimately some level of relief. It's never gone back to full standing, I guess, is what you never start somewhere. And then there originally it was a $500,000 cap, and they said they finally.
Well, originally it was 25%, right? 25% of the full money was going to be from the
state. The original proposal, 25% of the funding was coming from the state, and then they go to a $500,000 cap, which for a $2.47 billion project is obviously not quite 25%.
Right.
So then they backed off of 500,000 and said, well, we'll do 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Room to breathe, at least, for Go Triangle officials and local officials and
so
everybody.
So there you're talking about $25 million, right?
$250-ish. Yeah. $247 million. And then this time around, you say, okay, you're not eligible to receive any of the money until you get your other affairs in order. But the other bigger affairs won't commit until you get those affairs in order.
Right.
So then they say, okay, well, you can't spend the money, but we'll commit the money. But we also aren't going to do the full 10% anymore. We're going to cap it at $190
million. $190, right.
So almost $60 million less than the 10%.
Right.
So it seems like every time they give enough of a leash, enough relief to allow you to catch your breath again if you're working for Go Triangle or the local officials lobbying for this, but never quite all the way back to full capacity.
And the upshot, and you talked with Damon Siles earlier today, is with those two changes, I know the scaling back from 250 to 190 million is a little disappointing, but it doesn't take light rail off the table.
No, Damon said that they could work with those numbers.
Right.
That's not exactly the quote, but it's the gist of the quote. And you can read more of the quote over at chapelboro.com. And I know you played the interview last hour as well.
And we'll have it again next hour too,
So it certainly, he's the chair of the Durham-Chapel Carborough Metropolitan Planning Organization, talking about Damon Siles. He's also on the Carborough Board of Aldermen. And they were in an MPO meeting this morning whenever they started to get this information to see that the technical correction bill had been released. And as soon as I saw it was released, you open it and you control F. Light rail, trying to figure out what if anything was done, to me it seemed as though kind of immediately, okay, well this is what they were asking for.
Yes,
but always nice to hear from somebody else that's a little more involved that yes, that's what we were looking for, at least close enough. And you know, you look at the language that was in the statement from the Orange County Board of Commissioners about saying virtually this.
If you don't want
to spend the money, we understand that, but change the language, because if you won't commit the money, then we can't get the 50% of the $2.47 billion in capital costs that's going to come from the federal government should they ultimately give the go-ahead to Go Triangle for this. So a really interesting back and forth that culminated with this, but there certainly was a lot of lobbying from citizens on social media. Of course, there are. It is always worth mentioning there is now a contingent of Orange County residents that were thankful that the original budget passed the way that it did, because they had feel however they felt before the original vote about the original light plan proposal, as it has cost more local money and the financing is now involved.
Yeah, light rail has far from unanimous support in our area.
Certainly worth saying, but there was a large social media push targeting people like Bill Brawley, who was one of the original sponsors of the 2013 law that run the STI law that runs all of these projects through data-centric measures to see which one's going to come out impacting the most people and being the best investment, mm-hmm. rather than the way that it used to be, really, in a lot of cases where influential lawmakers would have money in the budget sent to their districts in particular. So and that was a Republican measure back mm-hmm. in 2013 to input this data-driven work through to be able to get money to where it's going to have the biggest impact.
Right,
and the light
rail
has continued to score very highly in that measure. So mm-hmm. It was an interesting kind of coming together on social media versus that lobbying behind the scenes and very strategic people that you're trying to talk to have some influence, because as popular locally as the local state lawmakers may be, it probably has a little more clout coming from some of those Republicans that have been a little more in lockstep with the Republican leadership mm-hmm. in the General Assembly to have some influence there.
So speaking with Blake Hodge, so the other question, and I don't know if you talked to Damon Siles about this today, but I know we've had this conversation before too. You've got the initial state commitment was 25%, then it was 500,000, then it was 10%, which is 250 million, then it was nothing, now it's 190 million. This project isn't going to begin construction for several years.
Yes.
So the next budget that gets passed next year may be completely different. And then
Absolutely.
The budget after that and the budget after that. So what actually is, how much of this is just talk, and what and
right.
how much of this is an actual state commitment? Like what is the actual year budget that we should be looking at to say, okay, this budget is what's going to tell us how much the actual state commitment is going to be? Because I feel like we haven't gotten there yet.
Well, that was why they were focusing heavily on this budget,
right.
Because it's pretty much this one.
Like, is
if
it
you
this
could,
one?
It's not, well, it's, if you get, they are more than halfway through the federal mm-hmm. funding process, the regulatory process for that. So they expect approval in this funding year for that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get the $1.2 billion from the federal government, then everything else should be kind of falling into place. I did ask Damon about that, not quite in those words, but like what's next for this in terms of this budgeting fiasco? Because we had the story last week on the air with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle and Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger about this. And Pam Heminger was expressing a lot of frustration over the General Assembly asking us to plan 5 to 10 years down the road and then changing the budget on a year-to-year basis in such a way that it's massively influencing mm-hmm. what we're trying to do. So that's definitely a concern that's been expressed by local lawmakers, but it appears as though that getting it resolved, at least to the extent that it is this year, will allow them to move forward with the rest of the federal process.
Mm-hmm.
And then as that's committed, the state and everything else appears to be in a way. I mean, if the state ultimately comes back next year and just writes it out of the budget entirely again, I don't know that anything else ultimately could be done. I mean, everybody has been upfront about saying if you lose the federal money for sure, and if you lose the state money
for sure.
you can't go forward with a project that's being funded in the way that this is now, especially with the way that the transit plans were written in Orange and Durham County, where the transit agreement has those numbers set at how much Orange mm-hmm. County is going to commit to the project. So you can't go above that number without renegotiating the whole agreement and transit plan.
Right.
So Damon Siles, again, seemed to be confident that if you got it fixed this year and then you're able to get the federal government money lined up, that everything would be,
because that's saying is that you need a certain level of commitment from the state from year to year in order to secure the federal money, and below that the state can't go.
Mm-hmm.
But we still don't know like how much the final commitment is going to end up being.
That's right. I mean, the check,
I wouldn't take 25% off the table at this point. We've
the
got
check
an election
hasn't been
coming
cut
up
yet. Right, exactly. So that would be a very interesting turn of events as you head forward with this, and you know, As you've repeated several times on this program recently, elections have consequences.
Get a little bit repetitive.
Elections have consequences.
They do.
And, you know, these are some of the things where we could see. It depends on how much of a change we see in the General Assembly this year, depending on who you talk to and what day of the week it is and what's happened in the last 24 hours. Mm-hmm. That number shifts a whole lot. But certainly with the way that elections have gone across the state, it would be not out of the question to say that Democrats are expected to make some gains in the General mm-hmm. Assembly with the election this year. So certainly have to see how that goes. But that's one of the I think that's one of the reasons that people like Pam Hemminger have said that this is a really frustrating process to have to try to plan these massive transit projects on such a large scale, both in terms of size of the project and the long-term planning that it's going to take. Because it's not only getting your ducks in a row to get the funding approval. It's station area planning about what you're going to do
right.
around the stations that are going to be in Orange County and how you're going to try to, you know, quote unquote, activate those areas
yeah.
in terms of economic
Which
development.
Which means economic development
like
planning.
So,
yeah.
You know,
transportation other than the rail.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think that getting the federal money for this, you know, assuming everybody that we've talked to from Go Triangle and the local officials that are involved in these discussions seem to be very confident with the way things are progressing so far. Of course, there's no way to really know until that final approval comes and the federal government commits its half of the $2.47 billion. So it seems as though once that is done, they will be very confident with the rest of the project moving forward. And you know, with the state commitment falling back to what it is, that is also, you know, increased the need for private money going into this in terms of both land donations and just private fundraising. So we don't know a ton about how that's progressing so far. Go Triangle set up that separate kind of fundraising campaign to try to reach the goals that they had set for that. So there's a lot of pieces that still need to fall into place before anything is actually officially, you know,
yeah.
you can start planning your route that way. But today, at least, there was that bit of relief given from the General Assembly. Also important to note, this is one piece of a large technical corrections bill that still has to be approved
by
the House. I believe the Senate may have voted on it already, but the House still going to have to approve of the technical corrections bill, and this is mm-hmm. one line of it's several lines. It's one item of the technical corrections bill. So,
does the bill also include funding for the suicide
it
hotline?
Does.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right. We'll keep
that
following.
Was just the suicide hotline was the first one to that caught everybody's attention of like, well, where is this money at? And they're like,
Oh yeah.
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 Maybe.
Yeah.
I think Chuck McGrady said they didn't get a request for it. But
all right. We'll keep following that. Blake Hodge, thank you so much.